Here is one of the dwindling number of Hawaiian monk seals. It is what marine biologists call a true seal, meaning it has no external ears. It uses its hind flippers for propulsion and its front flippers as stabilizers. Some say the monk seal got its name because it likes to be alone. Monk seals are playful. They are great swimmers and very curious. This one took a long swim in order to see what this diver was doing. Anthropologist Joe Heacock is one of a handful of dive masters who take small groups to the remote waters near Niihau Island to see the seals.
But a true seal, perfectly made for water, totally hydrodynamic. And you watch the little flippers do this little side-to-side swish thing to kick. They're fast. Fast and beautiful.
For the past 3 years, Heacock has taken more than 1,000 divers to see the seals in their natural habitat along dramatic lava formations and vertical rock walls running 90 meters straight down. A solitary monk seal often stays close to the divers.
Monk seals are the most endangered marine mammal we have in the United States. So there's a lot of concern about making sure that they'll be around for future generations to see. But from what biologists are saying, we may only have 12 to 15 years to enjoy them.
There were three groups of monk seals, but one has been extinct for more than 50 years in the Caribbean. A second group in the Mediterranean is down to a few hundred. Here in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, the numbers are rapidly falling. Mimi Olry is Hawaii's Marine Conservation Coordinator.
The Hawaiian monk seals are really in a crisis stage now. Their numbers are the lowest that they've ever been. They are numbering about 1,200 at this time this year. And we have been losing about 4% of the population since 2000.
Until the 1900s, hunting dramatically reduced the monk seal population. And despite laws protecting them since 1972, a number of factors, including human activity, still keep them on the endangered list.
The majority of seal loss is within the juvenile age of the pups not making it through the first and second year of age. And that primarily being because of lack of food supply. Other complicating factors are shark predation and then marine debris, where these seals are getting entangled in nets, floating nets, and ropes, and drowning basically.
Local and national authorities are trying multiple approaches to protect the seals. One is posting signs on public beaches, where the seals often rest and give birth.
And here it informs people that seals may bite and can cause serious injury, and that they are one of the most endangered species in the world, and that they rest on the beach, and that we ask that people don't disturb them.
Many scientists believe that the seals evolved from terrestrial mammals about 15 million years ago, but their time left could be numbered unless efforts to save them are successful. For producer Zulima Palacio in Hawaii, this is Melinda Smith, VOA News.